And joining me in the KRVS studios is Dean Gordon Brooks. He is dean of the College of the Arts here at UL Lafayette, and is here to talk about the annual Festival of the Arts, Festival of the Arts 2013. A wonderful week, and I know a lot of people look forward to it. You always celebrate the lifetime achievement of a very special person in the arts, and this year the Festival of the Arts is combining tech and art, because so many artists these days are more and more using tech as a paintbrush or some kind of medium. And so you're doing it in interesting ways. And of course, you're celebrating someone who has mixed art and technology. So we appreciate you taking time. I know it's busy preparing for that week, which kicks off at the end of this week. But a lot we want people to know about.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. So one of the first events really is something that has already opened up, but one of your professors, John Hathorn, in visual arts, has an exhibit that opened at the ACA, and he's giving a gallery talk on Thursday.
He is. That really kind of begins off and kicks off our Festival of the Arts week. John is a painter and a faculty member. And his retrospective opened, as you said, at last month's art walk. And so this Thursday on March 7th, he's giving a gallery talk at 6:30 in the evening. And everyone's welcome, and it's free, open to the public.
And it's a retrospective of 30 years of his work. He's been here at UL, I think, over 30 years. And so it's really this wonderful look into his development as an artist.
It really is an amazing piece. You know, my office is blessed with a piece that I bought from him very early on when it was affordable, I think. That big red piece that's in the show, he borrowed it back. My wall's kind of blank, but his wall down at the ACA is chock-a-block full of beautiful and large format paintings, too. Mm-hmm. Very
really,
nice.
Really lovely. So that's on Thursday, and we'll be speaking with John Hathorn on Thursday more about his gallery talk. So Friday, there are a lot of events taking place in addition to the opening night of Festival Art Tech Fusion that will take place in the evening. But during the day, there are things that are happening at in the College of the Arts, which comprises quite a number of departments.
That's right. The college consists of the School of Architecture with Architecture, Interior Design, and Industrial Design, as well as the School of Music and Performing Arts with theater and dance and music, as well as visual arts. And that day, there's a career day for architecture and design students in Fletcher Hall. Of course, it's a professional. Professionals come in with their companies to recruit our students and to describe their companies so that they'll be attractive to our students. And then also, there's a juried exhibit School of Architecture and Design designs, which is at the ACA, and it will be actually upstairs and open to the public at 6:30 when the doors open to the Art Tech Fusion 13, which begins at 6:30, and then the actual production will be at 7:30. So that night we have a lot of things opening. The upstairs, the School of Architecture and Design juried student show, John Hathorn's show will be open. We have Ben Bush, who's an industrial designer, is doing an interactive piece with music and technology in the lobby, so you can step on something or other and play some music with your feet. It's going to be really interesting. And Ray McIntyre, our honoree, is going to have a reel of 3D visualizations that he's done that will be showing on a 3D TV in the lobby as well.
So he's winning the Spark Achievement Award this year.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about him, because he really does combine art and technology.
He absolutely does. He's had an amazing career, and I'll wait for the big introduction that Bob Holbrook is doing with a video introduction for all the details. But basically, he's been in the movie industry for the last several years, and he owns a company called Pixel Magic. And they have offices in L.A., in Hollywood, but also in Vancouver. And then the third office is here in Light. As a matter of fact, it's the largest office. It's right here in the Light Center in Lafayette. And their specialty in our center here is the conversion of 2D movies into 3D movies, which is quite a feat, quite a technical difficulty, if
right.
you can imagine.
It's one thing to create it in 3D, but to be converting
converted
them.
It. Mm-hmm. And they did the Deathly Hallows up from the Harry Potter series. They did the conversion of that. So it's pretty amazing to watch that whole operation. So we'll get an insight to that. And we're giving him our Spark Lifetime Achievement Award, the same award that we gave to Joe Stewart, the Hollywood designer, last year, and Elmo Morgan Jr. and George Rodriguez, you know, many other, and the Beau Soleil Band, Avec Michael Doucet. So we've had a really, really good lineup of awardees and recipients to this award, and, well, and he just follows in that line.
And reflecting all the different interests of the College of the Arts here
That's
at UL
right.
Lafayette as well, all the different careers and interests that students have here in the college. And I know that many of your students profit from his being in this area. They get to work with that
Absolutely.
Company and
In its peak, during, when they were doing that conversion movie a couple of years ago, they had 36, I think, artists working in the Lafayette studio, and the vast majority of them were our own graduates in our animation program.
So what an amazing opportunity for
yes.
them to experience that, some real-world experience. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Dean Gordon Brooks. He is Dean of the College of the Arts at UL Lafayette. This week opens the Festival of the Arts, their annual Festival of the Arts. It includes a variety of activities and events, and their what is sometimes a gala, but it's being called Art Tech Fusion this year, and really showcasing at the Acadiana Center for the Arts so many aspects of the college. Of course, there's John Hathorn, and then the awarding of the Spark Lifetime Achievement Award to Ray McIntyre.
And I think we've themed this year as the arts and technology because of Ray McIntyre and his combining the arts, his artistry with the use of digital technology. So this performance-based theme is really new for us. It's really trying to show our audience, the Lafayette audience, how we can take our traditional arts, infuse technology in it, and then come up with really basically a third kind of thing, a new kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's going to go on? I mean, people can buy tickets for Art Tech. It's from 6:30 until 9:30 on Friday.
That's right.
What's going to be happening? You mentioned the exhibits and...
Well, the lobby is full of a lot of things mm-hmm. happening, the exhibits and so forth. But inside, once you go inside the Munkus Theater at the ACA, I think you'll be surprised. We have about five different segments, mm-hmm. and they range in from all the way from pre-prepared art and technology, like Jan Choi has done some animation to accompany Martha Reed's poetry it's being read mm-hmm. live, all the way to Charles Richard, who is recasting an old story, a biblical story about Jacob and wrestling with the angel all night. And it's a pas de deux, a dance of two. One of the dancers is choreographed by Kenneth Jenkins, is a live dancer. The other dancer is a virtual dancer, a computer-generated image. And then there are live musicians on stage. So if anything can go wrong, this will go wrong.
But
you want to go there and see it. But no, I think it's going to be really an exciting night. And one of the other things we're trying to demonstrate is how our fiber network, mm-hmm. citywide fiber network, is so fast and powerful and robust that we can actually do a lot of real-time distance teaching and learning via the internet. So Terry Huval, who is the director of LUS, is going to be at the Light in one of their venues, and he'll be teaching a student Cajun band a new song on the stage of ACA live.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been really interesting to watch how that technology unfolds. It's not so easy as you might imagine. It's pretty complicated. But it's really exciting to see all this come together.
Well, and it has implications for sharing our culture around the world as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
You can just go forth and share our Cajun and Creole culture and music everywhere with fiber and technology now.
That's right.
Dean Gordon Brooks talking about the Festival of the Arts 2013. It begins on Thursday with a gallery talk by John Hathorn, and then Friday, really, the events pick up. And on Friday evening, Art Tech Fusion 2013 will be at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. You can get tickets for that either by calling the College of the Arts or going to their website, which is arts.louisiana.edu, and there's an Eventbrite site through the College of the Arts you can go to and get your tickets. So you will be you'll have a ringside seat for
that's
everything
right.
that's going on.
That's right. And then Monday it all starts again. the Monday evening at the ACA, the Kate Anderson Center for the Arts, will have our annual now. It's becoming an annual School of Architecture and Design a fashion show. And this is where all of our freshman students design costumes based on a theme. I think it's going to be rock and roll music again this year. And they're not seamstresses. They don't know anything about sewing. So they do know about hot glue guns and staples and
nails.
Brads and nails and things like mm-hmm. that. So it'll be in Scotch tape, lots of it. So there'll be really interesting costumes, and it's always really thrilling to see the creativity that comes out of these young minds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And actually, it's one of the first projects they do. So it's so innovative and so unique because it's fresh. And there are no rules. They don't know the rules yet.
And you're letting them interact with their public right away. They learn what it means to be an artist and have people's reactions.
And to display it. That's right.
That's right. That's right. So publicly. So that's on Monday. That's at 6 o'clock at
the
ACA.
That's right. 6:30 at the ACA. Mm-hmm. Same time, 6:30.
And I guess we also need to mention, too, that you have a faculty exhibit that will be going on in Fletcher Hall, I believe.
Well, there's an exhibit of visual arts faculty mm-hmm. work right now at Fletcher Hall, but it'll be taken down and moved, and it'll be available for a raffle at the Friday night opening night Art Tech Fusion. We're going to do a raffle. The tickets are $5 each. Excuse me, and we'll pull one ticket and one ticket only, and that person wins all 15 pieces of original art.
You get your own personal gallery.
Yes.
And these are some amazing artists.
They're amazing art. All of our faculty have
What an opportunity. You can start your own little
And Dr.
Museum.
Paula Carson won it last year, bless her heart. And she has every piece on her office wall in Martin Hall. And you can go by and see it.
The Paula Carson Museum.
That's right.
Well, that sounds
amazing.
She went
from zero art to 15 pieces in one night.
She has her own wing. So you can purchase tickets that night, or
are
they available now?
They're available now. Mm-hmm. You can call our office at 482-6224, 482-6224, and purchase with a credit card a raffle ticket. But you can also wait and do it there. It's not too late.
Okay.
That night, just bring your $5 for each ticket. Hopefully you'll buy $20 worth or $100 worth, and because it is a fundraiser for the College of the Arts.
Okay. So you could go by now in the Dean's Gallery and see those works of art.
Yes.
See what you might win, and then all those pieces will be taken to the ACA this Friday night. And to help support the College of the Arts, you can purchase those raffle tickets and maybe get your own museum.
That's right.
And these are some amazing pieces. I can only think over the decades what professor's art I wouldn't have loved to have had.
Yes.
So great way to augment your art collection. So that's all happening this weekend. Then you mentioned Monday is, of course, the fashion show. And then Tuesday is an event that people have come to love as well, the steamroller printmaking.
Third annual. Yes. Brian Kelly is our department head for visual arts, and he is a printmaker. And he organizes this. There'll be students not only from our university but nearby universities who have given an assignment of producing one part of a print. It's a wood carving. And then they lay these things down in a checkerboard pattern so that it makes one seamless picture. And then they ink it. And then they put down cloth. And then they run a real steamroller over it and presses it onto the cloth. And then it becomes a big banner. I'm talking about a very large banner, like sheet size.
I would love to see the steamroller operator who gets that assignment each year and what he goes back to say.
Yeah, they fight over it, I think.
Look, I made some art.
That's right.
Steamrolled some art. So that's open to the public, and that will be Tuesday, next Tuesday, March 12th.
Yeah, it's in Lot 13, right between mm-hmm. Fletcher and that engineering building, Bourgeois, whatever.
Rougeau,
yeah, sorry.
They do some artwork. So the open to the public, Tuesday from 9 until 3, March 12th, that's next Tuesday. And then Wednesday, you kind of go, it's a 3D atelier, and that's in the ceramics kiln yard.
Right.
What goes on there? I guess that's sculpture and ceramics.
It's sculpture, mm-hmm. ceramics, and jewelry making. Mm-hmm. It's pretty interesting. It's organized by visual arts. And it gives the students a chance to try on some of these things, to throw a pot on a wheel, for instance, which is always fun because you get your hands dirty and messy. Mm-hmm. And they do some kilns They do a firing, but they do a raku firing as well. That's a live fire technique. So it's pretty interesting, and it does give the architecture and design student, the music student, or for that matter, anybody from the general public an opportunity just to come in and try something that they haven't done before and to watch what others are doing.
So mm-hmm.
Really interesting, and it's well attended.
Well, again, that's open to the public on Wednesday, the 13th. You can try your hands at clay building, clay throwing, mm-hmm. and some other arts. And then on Friday, you have a sporting clay tournament.
Skeet shooting.
Skeet shooting.
Right. Well, it's a fundraiser for the School of Architecture
and Design. Let me ask you this. Do the ceramic students make these skeet? No.
No, they're really flimsy if you've ever seen when they crack it with one shot. We'll crack them, one little bitty tiny pellet. That's a fundraiser for the School of Architecture and Design organized by the American Institute of Architects South Louisiana chapter. Mm-hmm. And the information for that, how to get into that and how to pay for that, because it's a big fundraiser for them, I'm talking about like tens of thousands of dollars, is through the AIA South Louisiana website.
All right. So if you're interested in helping out the School of Architecture and Design, skeet shooting on Friday, the 15th, March 15th.
That's
so,
right.
And of course, if you weren't taking notes busily throughout the whole week that we were describing, all of this is on the College of the Arts website.
That's right. arts.louisiana.edu.
All right. And my guest, Gordon Brooks, is the Dean of the College of the Arts here at UL Lafayette, a vast and busy and creative college here on our campus. And they're showing their talents and skills and creativity throughout the week, starting on Thursday with John Hathorn's gallery talk at the ACA, and then Art Tech Fusion 13 at the ACA, just an extravaganza of wonderful art, and of course the award going to Ray McIntyre that night. Lots of performances as well. All information available at arts.louisiana.edu, as well as links to where you can get tickets as well. And of course, don't forget the faculty art, which could grace your walls. That raffle goes on and will be chosen on Friday. Well, Gordon, thank you. I know this is a lot to put on, but it lets us participate, and we get to see what goes on with these very talented students and faculty that we have here at UL Lafayette.
Thank you. We're happy to do it.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.